With the handing over of the colors, General John Nicholson gave the responsibility of America's longest war to its new commander. General Austin Scott Miller is not new to the country. He was among the first American soldiers who arrived here in 2001. In 2013, he returned to lead special operations. But in his new job, he will have to do more than fight a war. General Miller will have to be as much a diplomat as a military man. The single-minded focus of the current U.S. administration seems to be to bring the Taliban to a negotiated settlement. And the new commander seems to understand that role well.
We know the military component is only one part of this conditions-based strategy. It's necessary in order to create space for the political progress.
President Ashraf Ghani has offered Taliban to cease fire and said he would sit down with them anywhere to start negotiations unconditionally. They have not responded positively. American commanders appear to see a foreign hand in their decision.
To the Taliban, I say, you don't need to keep killing your fellow Afghans. You don't need to keep killing your fellow Muslims. Whose voice is more important, the outsiders who are encouraging you to fight, or the voice of your own people who are encouraging you to peace?
U.S. and Afghan officials have long accused Pakistan of providing safe havens to the leadership of the Afghan Taliban, a charge Islamabad denies. The current strength of U.S. and NATO forces under General Miller is around 23,000 troops. About 14,000 are Americans. Aisha Tanzeen, VOA News, Kabul.